celebrity interviews and lively debate when Richard Littlejohn takes to the airwaves between 9 and noon. His shrewd observations on the realities of life in the metropolis are both informative and entertaining.
31,000. Say it quickly and it doesn't sound all that many. 31,000. What's 31,000 jobs when there's already 3 million out of work?
Considering I'm in Essex and not directly affected by yesterday's news, I don't think I've ever felt so gutted and devastated.
When Essex woman turns against the Tories, it's time for the government to tremble. It's the ragtag and bobtail of British politics once again assembled here on LBC News Talk.
John Smith tomorrow will make the speech that Brian Gould would have made if Brian Gould had been elected as leader of the Labour Party on the grounds of his being anti-Europe. That is very simple.
Absolutely right. We have, because we think it's more important than anything else, to get rid of this government, and even if it's a chance in a thousand, and nobody knows. Oh, there is. There's a lot more than a chance in a thousand.
That's not what Jack Cunningham said on LBC on Sunday, interviewed by Andrew
Neil. That's what I'm saying now.
Away from politics for the time being, because Sir Peter Ustinov is one of Britain's, nay, Europe's true Renaissance men.
Good morning.
Absolutely delighted to be able to say that my special guest this morning is Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber. Welcome, sir. We've got lots of grubby noses from all the young men at LBC pressed up against the studio window here this morning because my guest is Cindy Crawford.
Thanks a lot.
It's How are you?
I'm actually really good.
David Goward joins me now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Max Bygraves, welcome.
I want to tell you a funny story.
He's the 3 times Formula One world champion, Jackie Stewart. I'm joined to look back on the year in Westminster by the Prime Minister, John Major. Mr. Major, good morning to you.
Hello, Richard, yes.
It's very kind of you.
We're giving away £1,000. We gave away £12.5 billion in one day.
You've probably gathered that I'm speaking to Mr. Rory Bremner. Rob, you're obviously a connoisseur of a good donut kebab. What do we look for?
I think, as you say, you've really got to find one which has been on that skewer for possibly upwards of 48 hours. I think,
but you would recommend we insist that our donut kebab is well hung, would you?
Indeed. Of course, as any donut should be.